Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Good morning, Bucknutters. It is Thursday, September 9th, 2021. I am Dan Rubin. This is the Bucknuts Morning 5 and Change. If it's Thursday, that can mean only one thing. An absolutely gorgeous day in the Midwest and an equally attractive guest. 24/7 Sports Director of Recruiting, Steve Wolfong, is here. Steve, how goes it?
Good morning, Daniel. Excited for the weekend. We got a doubleheader in 7U baseball. We got some 4-year-old soccer going on around here. And then obviously there'll be some football on the TV in between.
Yes, there are events with maybe a little bit less fanfare, but perhaps a bit more intriguing to Ohioans. Ohio State hosts Oregon this weekend, 12 noon at the Shoe, big noon kickoff. All the bells and whistles, and we are going to get into it in depth eventually. First, very interesting recruiting developments on the quarterback front. Everybody knows Quinn Ewers was 2022, reclassified to 2021, and he's on campus. That meant Ohio State needed to look for a quarterback in 2022. There is a great quarterback in the state of Ohio in 2022 that originally was not interested in Ohio State because why? They had Quinn Ewers in the class. So Penn State grabbed a commitment from Medina's Drew Aller, by the way, recruited by Mike Yurcich of Ohio State and Euclid High fame. Now things have gotten interesting. He's been offered by the Buckeyes. You talked ad nauseum about how good you thought Drew Aller was, and we talked about the fact that had Ewers not been in the class, Aller would have been the apple of their eye. Ewers is not in their class, and we're back to apple status. Give us your vibe on Drew Aller. Do you feel like he's good enough to trade punches in a quarterback room of 5 stars? And then maybe what you think about the future of this commitment?
Well, I think he's a championship-level quarterback. I think he's one of the top quarterbacks in the country. He's physically ready to go right now. He's accurate from several arm angles, a fluid passer that's been prolific the last couple seasons. He's a confident kid. And I think he has all the traits you're looking for at the position. He could certainly push any quarterback room in the country on the next level.
What's very interesting is, wouldn't you agree that if he joined Penn State, he would immediately be the most talented quarterback they had?
Well, I think he's the best quarterback that James Franklin's ever recruited. And when you kind of look at their football team, and they've been one that's knocked on the door of the college football playoff 3 times. They've been to New Year's Six Bowls a few times. Now they're trying to go to the next level, and Drew Aller is the kind of guy that I think can get them there.
Drew Aller, in my opinion, is the second best quarterback Franklin has ever received a verbal commitment from. The best being Justin Fields. His original commitment was to Penn State, but I digress. How do you see this going? Do you think Ohio State has a real shot? I mean, I know you don't have a ton of inside information on this because it's just kind of cracked, but on the face of it, what's your vibe?
Well, I know that Ohio State's the school that he grew up rooting for, I asked a long time ago. And anytime Ohio State offers, especially at this position where they've had so much success and on offense and really just the whole package of Ohio State, I would think that it's an option that they weigh. Beyond that, you know, we'll see what happens.
I don't think they would have offered or gotten back into it had they not gotten at least some inside info that he was interested. And to me, this is a vital move, if for no other reason, to keep him out of Penn State's quarterback room.
So I think one of the reasons, you know, that he committed to Penn State was the relationship with Mike Yurcich and how they prioritized him. You know, Notre Dame came in there afterwards and gave him something to think about. But I think with Penn State and Coach Yurcich and the trust he has in him, you know, that put Penn State in better position than Notre Dame. But this Ohio State offer feels different, and so we'll see what happens.
Another quarterback, albeit a younger one, who will be here visiting this weekend, Dylan Lonergan. What's your vibe on this dude?
Well, he's a kid that Ohio State had in camp and extended a scholarship to him. He's also a really good baseball player. Going to do both on the next level. There's going to be a couple talented quarterbacks on campus, obviously. Jaden Davis, the number one overall player in the top 247 for 2024. He's returning, Daniel. And he's a guy that Ohio State's in great shape for. We talked about him a couple times on the Bucknuts Morning Five. He's coming back with his dad, but they're bringing mom this time. It's mom's first time in Columbus, so I know that's a big visit for her. And Ohio State's near the top of his process, and here's another opportunity for them to score some points in the recruitment of Jaden Davis.
Let's talk about also the three official visitors headed here for the weekend. I'll give the names, you give the report. Ernest Green,
the number two offensive guard in America for the 24/7 Sports Composite. He's not announcing his college decision till the All-America Bowl in January. I think Ohio State's in the top two for him right now with Georgia. Those are the two that I have the keenest eye on. For Ernest Green, Texas, USC, Oklahoma, some of the other contenders. Greg Biggins had a recent article on Ernest Green's recruitment as well that you can find on his profile. But Georgia and Ohio State have been doing a really good job with Ernest Green.
A guy you know well, Indiana native Caden Curry.
My gut still says that Ohio State's in the best position for Caden Curry. You know, Alabama, Clemson, Indiana, and Oregon are the other schools in the mix here, so he gets a chance to see a couple of his top schools play. Had a great visit to Ohio State in the summer, spent time with Larry Johnson. Mickey Marotti made a big impression on him. Proximity is good for Ohio State in this one. And just the stage, I think Caden Curry wants to play championship-level football on the next level. He's used to that in high school. They won a state championship last year. They're steamrolling everybody this year. I think their defense, one of his teammates put up a stat where I think that they faced 63 run plays and only given up 65 yards. And they've played some good opponents so far. So that's kind of caliber football he likes to play, dominant, and he wants to be developed. And I like where Ohio State stands going into the round of official visits here.
Social media star Christian Miller.
Georgia has kind of made a major move here since the summer, and I like where the Bulldogs stand for Christian Miller right now, but I would put Ohio State in the top two, and we'll see how the weekend goes.
We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I was remiss before the break. I had a name on my list and I did not get to it. Class of 2022 offensive lineman Carson Hinsman. He's a very good offensive lineman. And Ohio State likes to recruit that kind. What's interesting is he's from Wisconsin. Getting an offensive lineman out of Wisconsin does not feel like something would be very possible.
Wisconsin has seen some of their touted offensive linemen leave the state before. I think that Carson Hinsman is seriously considering Ohio State. He took an official visit there in June and was offered during the visit. So he didn't even have an offer before he came down, but was offered during the visit. And it blew away him and his dad. And he was so honored to have the offer. They love the, you know, features and qualities and amazing opportunities at Ohio State. Carson just talked about how it was awesome and said it was such great people, and they're excited to get back and see the game atmosphere and check it out. And, you know, they were at Wisconsin last week, and now he's got a chance to go to Ohio State back-to-back weekends and see how those atmospheres compare and watch those teams play and hang out with those players back-to-back.
Strength by comparison will be in effect. You mentioned to me before we went on the air, there's also a cadre of nice-looking youngsters headed to visit this weekend. Just give us a few.
Yeah, and Bill Kierlich's got the list, but I talked with Caleb Downs this morning, number one safety in the top 247. He's excited to get up there. Ohio State's been near the top of his list with Clemson and North Carolina and Alabama, Georgia. You know, that's good. That's going to be one that he's an Ohio State type kid, but it's going to be a battle to get him. Sonny Styles will be there. You know, obviously his brother's at Notre Dame. He went and saw Florida and Florida State over the weekend. Ohio State's near the top for the legacy recruit whose dad played in Columbus. Luke Montgomery will be there. I think his younger brother is going to be at Michigan, though, so the family's splitting up for the weekend. His younger brother's got an offer for Michigan quarterback. Malik Muhammad's a corner from Texas who's coming up, who has mentioned Ohio State prominently for as long as I've been talking to him. So there's some elite guys coming, and then we already talked about Jaden Davis. A big contingent from St. John Bosco. You got Mateo Uagalele and Peyton Woodward and some of those guys in 2024 as well.
I just checked the weather for Columbus on Saturday. It's going to be 80 and sunny. First game in the shoe with fans and what feels like a lifetime for a marquee opponent. It is going to be a beautiful stage to recruit. Ohio State is giving 14.5 points. What's your pick?
I like the Buckeyes, home game for them. I think that they hit their stride in the second half of that Minnesota game last week, and I expect them to be clicking on all cylinders here coming out the gate at noon.
The one stat I keep looking at is Ohio State ran the fourth fewest plays last week. They were second in the country in yards per play, and they still put up 38 points on offense. I think Ohio State covers by halftime. We appreciate Steve stopping by. Have a good one, Bucknutters.
Take care, y'all. See you on the front row.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.